Holy Letters of the Rebbe, Volume 15, Letter Number 5583. Baruch Hashem, the 6th of Tammuz, Tov Shin Zayin, Brooklyn. Rav HaGoyen, the Rebbe's address here to the great Rabbi Hananya Yom Tov Lipa Sheyichya Deitch. He was in Cleveland, and he was the Rabbi of Helmets. Several letters of the Rebbe to him that we learned. Shalom Ubracha. So, he did a lot about mikvahs. So, the Rebbe says, I'm responding to your letter in which you write about the matter, what's taking place in Albany. So the Rebbe says, I have requested that they should connect, connect with the activists over there, and then they should inform your honor what's going on, what's happening there. I guess he was working on the mikvahs. And the Rebbe prays and says, Yirotzen, that there should be good news. And what is good? Good news, what is good news? Good is Torah, as I mentioned before, Ein Tov Ela Torah. That's the real good. It's good for Hashem, and it's good for the people. As the saying in the Gemara of our sages of blessed memory in Kiddushin, Mem Omer Aleph, especially when it's something which is important for the purity of the Jewish people based upon what's brought down in the Likutei Torah of the Alter Rebbe in the portion of Tovei on page 43 at the end of column 2. So the Rebbe says that based on what it explains over there in the, in the Likutei Torah, so the Rebbe says you can sweeten it that the with the saying of our sages of blessed memory that purity brings, etc., the different levels. And then it says, it brings to Eliyahu HaNavi, which tells us about Mashiach, which basically that purity brings us to the coming of the righteous Mashiach. As we find in the prophecy of Yechezkel, in the order of redemption, it says, V'zarakti aleichem mayim tohodim. God says, I will sprinkle upon you pure waters, and they will become pure, and then it says he will bring the redemption. And the Rebbe says, because the idea of Mashiach and his main sign is that he would smell and judge as brought down in Sanhedrin. I'm not sure how this relates maybe to what it brings down Likutei Torah. I will I'll look over it after class, and I'll put in a note in the bottom so to explain this, hopefully. As the Rebbe says, I want to conclude of the matters of the day. This is the days of redemption, Yud-Beis Yud-Gimel Tammuz, that are coming upon us. At that point, they saw great miracles beyond the way of nature. They saw that when you had self-sacrifice, all obstacle, all blocks, all obscurity, everything was negated. Got rid of all, even the bad angel against his will says Amen, which means you had all these people who arrested the Rebbe, they had to free him themselves against their will. And not just that, the Rebbe says that you should fulfill your obligation with potential self-sacrifice, but have long years, arichas yomim shonim. You get in that same area in that you were ready to self-sacrifice. So the previous Rebbe didn't really give up his life at the end. He just potentially, and for long life, and years you continued that work that you were ready for this work to give you love. The Friedrich Rebbe was ready to give up his life for this. And then he continued, so he fulfilled his Mesiras Nefesh, his self-sacrifice, potentially. And this is also a very clear lesson for our times, which we live in a doubled and quadrupled darkness. That the force of our will to fulfill the wishes of Hashem, that negates all blocks, all obscurities, and with joy and gladness of heart, we are able to fulfill the command to keep on going up in holy matters, to go from strength to strength with vitality and with the light that is being flowed in all this through the inner part of Torah, which in our days it's been revealed through the Baal Shem Tov and the students in their teaching, the teaching of Hasidus, that he promised Mashiach that when his wellsprings will be spread out, he's going to come and redeem us as articulated in the holy letters of the Baal Shem Tov, with blessing, with honor, with blessing for good news. So the Rebbe says, the Rebbe concludes with Yud Beis Yud Gimel Talmud, that you see that through the Rebbe's stand of Mesiras Nefesh, ready to give up his life, everything was negated, everything disappeared. And they, the bad angel, also had to agree, which means those people who arrested the Rebbe, they had to free him. They had no choice. They got an order from above to free the Rebbe. So, and the Rebbe continued doing the work. So this tells us, the Rebbe says, that when you have the absolute decision and the will to do what Hashem wants, then all the obstacles, what is ever put in the way, are negated, and we were able to go from strength to strength. And the Rebbe says, using the light and energy of Chassidus that is revealed, and that leads us to the coming of Mashiach. And the Rebbe also discusses with him in the beginning about the mikveh in Albany, and the Rebbe also explains something of the Torah, which I admit to him I will look up.